From Carol McKinney Public Media in Oviedo, Florida.
CMF Public Media presents this 3-minute commentary by A Voice That Matters on an issue that voice believes matters. The voice you'll hear next is that of Frances Oliver, the chairperson of the Goldsboro Historical Museum Board and curator of the Goldsboro West Side Community Museum. Mrs. Oliver describes this new museum that has collected the stories and artifacts that restore the history of the unique town of Goldsboro.
In 2009, the Goldsboro West Side Historical Association was organized for the purpose of preserving the history of Goldsboro community. The Goldsboro community was once an all-black city, incorporated in 1891. History recalls that Goldsboro was incorporated 14 years after the city of Sanford. The city of Eatonville, just south of Sanford, is the first incorporated all-black city in Florida. While Goldsboro is recorded as being the second all-black city incorporated in the state. However, Goldsboro's charter lasted only 20 years and was taken from them in 1911. In commemoration of the 100th year of the demise of the city of Goldsboro, the Goldsboro West Side Historical Museum was opened in October 2011. During its short life, Goldsboro blossomed with its own unique personality. It was a town with its own post office, police station, and jail. The residents of Goldsboro owned businesses and had their own schools. They worked on the railroad, on the St. John River docks, and many were farm laborers. 19 of those workers met in 1891 to incorporate the town. They were led by William Clark. As you enter the Goldsboro West Side Historical Museum, you will visualize meeting the people. Imagine William Clark riding down the street on his famous mule, Pie, and feel the happiness of being an independent community. But you will also feel the sadness that comes along with having their city and their identity taken away by the efforts of Forrest Lake, the mayor of Sanford during the time. Sanford wanted to expand, and Goldsboro stood in the way. In 1911, the Goldsboro Charter was revoked, and it was absorbed by its larger neighbors. The long struggle between the city of Sanford and the city of Goldsboro are documented in the museum. There is a copy of one of the lawsuits filed against the city of Sanford a year after Goldsboro's demise. In the museum, documents, artifacts, and pictures capture life in the town. It is important to remember the hardship and the happiness, the courage and the pride of the founders of this small town. The Goldsboro West Side Museum is located at 1211 West 13th Street in Sanford, Florida. I'm Frances Oliver, and the story of Goldsboro matters.
CMF Public Media encourages you to post your own reaction to this commentary. Visit the commentary segment online at cmfmedia.org. While there, you'll find useful links related to the commentary, including a transcript, biographical information, and related pictures. Should you wish to be considered for a commentary segment on CMF Public Media, please click on the contact link to send us an email, which should include adequate information for us to understand your issue. And please include a daytime telephone number where we may reach you.
This podcast is a presentation of Carol McKinney Foundation for Public Media, Incorporated. Visit cmfmedia.org for more information.